welcome, God Minute family. To our amazing and generous God, do we turn our hearts in prayer and worship. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Prayer of St. Edmund of Abingdon. Into thy hands, O Lord, and into the hands of thy holy angels, I commit and entrust this day my soul, my family, my friends, and my enemies, and all thy people.
Keep us, O Lord, through the day, by the merits and intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints. Keep us from all vicious and unruly desires, from all sins and temptations of the devil.
Illuminate my heart with the grace of thy Holy Spirit. Grant that I may ever be obedient to thy commandments. Suffer me not to be separated from thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, always and forever.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture is from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Entrust your works to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Are you a planner, a consequential thinker? There are several old saws that seem to apply. If you want to make God laugh, tell God your plans. Or, not to plan is to plan to fail. Or again, most successful people are those who can work well with plan B. Life is dynamic. Much as planners sometimes wish it were not, things are always changing, often sadly for the worst. So maybe the wisdom is not whether or not to plan, but rather to imagine with deep faith, with the one who is the one who holds all creation together in himself. To imagine then, grounded in God's wisdom. Now, I fully grant you that it is destructive to reject God's wisdom, to reject gospel values. Not to love is to choose death. You cannot live a lie. It is nothingness. But this sometimes drives us, I think, to want to know and to tell others with certainty what is God's plan. And here, want and need are different creatures altogether. Nothing we think, imagine, or hope is not influenced by our self-interest. I can't escape this. Yet, at the same time, by grace, all I think, hope, or imagine is tinged with the goodness of God. So back again to life is dynamic. That is God's plan. Ever-changing and evolving. Our desire, then, ought not to be knowledge of God's plan, but rather knowledge of who is God. What have we come to know of God through Christ Jesus? Through his words, his example, his giving, especially his giving eternal life through faithful love, enfolding his will into the will of the one who sent him, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We should ask daily, what endures? What lasts? What is eternal? Who is God? Knowledge of God then shapes our self-interest. Knowledge of God leads us to wisdom, to trust in the God who made us in love, and leads us more and more to give our lives to God. Knowledge of God gives us the opportunity to commit ourselves and our hopes and our dreams and our deepest desires to God. And then, only for a moment, the plan seems clear, and committing to it leads us then forward to the next opportunity to give our mind, will, and future to the one who holds all things together in himself.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence with us this day. As we depart from this space now, we ask you to bless us throughout the remainder of the day and fill us with peace. Help us to go forth with joy that only can come from you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.